Managerial economics is a discipline that combines economic theory with managerial practice. It helps in covering the gap between the problems of logic and the problems of policy. The subject offers powerful tools and techniques for managerial policy making. Managerial economics definition. To quote Mansfield, managerial economics is concerned with the application of economic concepts and economic analysis to the problems of formulating rational managerial decisions. Spencer and Siegelman have defined the subject as the integration of economic theory with business practice for the purpose of facilitating decision-making and forward planning by management. Micro, macro, and managerial economics relationship. Microeconomics studies the actions of individual consumers and firms. Managerial economics is an applied specialty of this branch. Macroeconomics deals with the performance, structure, and behavior of an economy as a whole. Managerial economics applies microeconomic theories and techniques to management decisions. It is more limited in scope as compared to microeconomics. Macroeconomists study aggregate indicators such as GDP, unemployment rates to understand the functions of the whole economy. Microeconomics and managerial economics both encourage the use of quantitative methods to analyze economic data. Businesses have finite human and financial resources. Managerial economic principles can aid management decisions in allocating these resources efficiently. Macroeconomics models and their estimates are used by the government to assist in the development of economic policy. Nature and scope of managerial economics. The most important function in managerial economics is decision making. It involves the complete course of selecting the most suitable action from two or more alternatives. The primary function is to make the most profitable use of resources which are limited, such as labor, capital, land, etc. A manager is very careful while taking decisions as the future is uncertain. He ensures that the best possible plans are made in the most effective manner to achieve the desired objective, which is profit maximization. Economic theory and economic analysis are used to solve the problems of managerial economics. Economics basically comprises of two main divisions, namely microeconomics and macroeconomics. Micro and macroeconomics. Managerial economics covers both macroeconomics as well as microeconomics, as both are equally important for decision-making and business analysis. Macroeconomics deals with the study of entire economy. It considers all the factors such as government policies, business cycles, national income, etc. Microeconomics includes the analysis of small individual units of economy such as individual firms, individual industry, or a single individual consumer. All the economic theories, tools, and concepts are covered under the scope of managerial economics to analyze the business environment. The scope of managerial economics is a continual process, as it is a developing science. Demand analysis and forecasting, profit management, and capital management are also considered under the scope of managerial economics. Managerial economics. Demand analysis and forecasting. Demand analysis and forecasting involves huge amount of decision making. Demand estimation is an integral part of decision making. An assessment of future sales helps in strengthening the market position and maximizing profit. In managerial economics, demand analysis and forecasting holds a very important place. Profit management. Success of a firm depends on its primary measure, and that is profit. Firms are operated to earn long-term profit, which is generally the reward for risk-taking. Appropriate planning and measuring profit is the most important and challenging area of managerial economics. Capital management. Capital management involves planning and controlling of expenses. There are many problems related to capital investments which involve considerable amount of time and labor. Cost of capital and rate of return are important factors of capital management. Demand for managerial economics. The demand for this subject has increased post-liberalization and globalization period, primarily because of increasing use of economic logic, concepts, tools, and theories in the decision-making process of large multinationals. Also, this can be attributed to increasing demand for professionally trained management personnel, who can leverage limited resources available to them and maximize returns with efficiency and effectiveness. Role in managerial decision making. Managerial economics leverages economic concepts and decision science techniques to solve managerial problems. It provides optimal solutions to managerial decision-making issues. Business firms are a combination of manpower, financial, and physical resources which help in making managerial decisions. Societies can be classified into two main categories: production and consumption. Firms are the economic entities and are on the production side, whereas consumers are on the consumption side. The performances of firms get analyzed in the framework of an economic model. The economic model of a firm is called the theory of the firm. Business decisions include many vital decisions like whether a firm should undertake research and development program, should a company launch a new product, etc. Business decisions made by the managers are very important for the success and failure of a firm. Complexity in the business world continuously grows, making the role of a manager or a decision maker of an organization more challenging. The impact of goods production, marketing, and technological changes highly contribute to the complexity of the business environment. Steps for decision making. The steps for decision making, like problem description, objective determination, discovering alternatives, forecasting consequences, are described below. Business decision making steps. Define the problem. What is the problem and how does it influence managerial objectives are the main questions. Decisions are usually made in the firm's planning process. Managerial decisions are at times not very well defined and thus are sometimes source of a problem. Determine the objective. The goal of an organization or decision maker is very important. In practice, there may be many problems while setting the objectives of a firm related to profit maximization and benefit cost analysis. Are the future benefits worth the present capital? Should a firm make an investment for higher profits for over 8 to 10 years? These are the questions asked before determining the objectives of a firm. Discover the alternatives. For a sound decision framework, there are many questions which are needed to be answered, such as what are the alternatives? What factors are under the decision maker's control? What variables constrain the choice of options? The manager needs to carefully formulate all such questions in order to weigh the attractive alternatives. Forecast the consequences. Forecasting or predicting the consequences of each alternative should be considered. Conditions could change by applying each alternative action, so it is crucial to decide which alternative action to use when outcomes are uncertain. Make a choice. Once all the analysis and scrutinizing is completed, the preferred course of action is selected. This step of the process is said to occupy the lion's share in analysis. In this step, the objectives and outcomes are directly quantifiable. It all depends on how the decision maker puts the problem, how he formalizes the objectives, considers the appropriate alternatives, and finds out the most preferable course of action. Sensitivity analysis. Sensitivity analysis helps us in determining the strong features of the optimal choice of action. It helps us to know how the optimal decision changes, if conditions related to the solution are altered. Thus, it proves that the optimal solution chosen should be based on the objective and well structured. Sensitivity analysis reflects how an optimal solution is affected, if the important factors vary or are altered. Managerial economics is competent enough for serving the purposes in decision making. It focuses on the theory of the firm, which considers profit maximization as the main objective. The theory of the firm was developed in the 19th century by French and English economists. Theory of the firm emphasizes on optimum utilization of resources, cost control, and profits in a single time period. Theory of the firm approach, with its focus on optimization, is relevant for small farms and producers.